Next application is case number 11378, the application of M&M Properties, LLC. Site is located northwest of Route 611, Owens Road, and south of Route 16, Beach Highway, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 430, map 6, parcel 38, requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot. Now, to be more specific, the applicant is requesting a 15-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback for a through lot and referring to Route 611. He's also requesting a 15-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback for a through lot from Route 16. Gentlemen, we received no correspondence either for or against, or mayor returns on this application.
Thank you, Mr. Lynn.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Anthony Morgan, third. Address 29034 Cat Mans Road, Frankfort, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I want to thank you for all for your time, of for the public that you do, being here, taking time out of your schedules.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I'll tell you a little bit about myself real quick. My name is Tony Morgan of M&M Properties. For the last 10 years, I buy tax sale properties, tear down old properties, and build new properties for affordable housing for people in Sussex County. I've been in front of your board before, probably about 8 years ago. Everything went wonderful, and you guys really like to have affordable housing for people in Sussex County. Not everybody can afford a $300,000 home. Most of my homes are about $150,000 to $175,000. On this property, it went to tax sale is what it is. If I think I do have some information I gave you on the first property, I had it surveyed. Originally, the deed was done 100 years ago, and it was surveyed as being a half-acre lot. As I found out from my surveyor, that was based on the center of the road of 16 and County Road 611. So as he informed me that they take the right-of-way of the road, the lot then became a half or quarter-acre lot because of the roadway. And also, DelDOT took the corner. If you see, there's a little triangle on the property that shows the dwelling there now. DelDOT took, for purposes of seeing down the road of a stop sign, they took some more land out of it, so it made it a little bit harder. All right, so originally when I looked at this property, I could get a house to work on a half-acre. But the problem now is I have less land. So I try to figure out what can I do to make affordable housing for people. Now, the uniqueness of this property, conditions, it's a triangular lot, okay? And because of that, you have to have 40-foot setbacks on both sides of the main road. I did come in and talk to Lawrence Lang about what would my options be and what he would be the best suggestion for building a property there. So as I took in his suggestion, I went back to my surveyor, and I designed a house. It's not a very large house. It's 28 by 42, two-story, and it also has a two-car garage, minimum 20-foot by 20-foot garage. So it's just enough to get two cars in there, small little front porch, and a little deck out back. I am keeping 10-foot side variance from the adjacent property of the neighbor, so I'm not encroaching on their land or asking for any setbacks. As you see, the property that airs now is 2.5 feet encroached into the roadway. I don't know if you know this, this building is probably over 100 years old. It used to be an old railroad station road, if I'm correct. I'm not 100% sure. I have a picture, I guess, I gave to you guys of that property. It's fallen down. It doesn't look the best. It's been in tax litigation for 20 years. No taxes have been paid on it at all. So my plan is to have it torn down and then build a house that's affordable and bring some taxes to the county. The hardship of this, as I looked at, if I follow the setbacks, I can end up with a 12 by 12 building to build on it. And that gives me maybe a fruit stand. I don't know if I can really build that. You know, that's not much to build with. Mm-hmm. Compared, it's $20,000 to tear the building down because it has asbestos shingles on it to clean it up. and it's laying, it's actually right out on the highway. If it would fall, it could possibly go into the roadway. So that's another issue that I want to try to take care of as quickly as possible. Okay. So as being developed, because of all the setbacks of now, you can't really build a house on it. So this is why I come here to ask for a variance on the road frontage. Still keeping 25 feet away on each side is and still making it a viable house to build for a first home buyer is what it is. I didn't create the problem. I'm trying to fix the problems of the solution that we have here. Will it alter the character of the neighborhood? Well, looking at the pictures you have of the old building, when I get done, you'll have a nice new building. I think that would look a lot better than the older building. The property to the left of me is an old trailer there. It's very overgrown. I think the owner owns maybe 5 or 6 acres there, and there's nothing really close. The trailer's probably 200 feet from the house itself right now. Without the variance, it's going to be difficult for me to actually do anything with the property. And I'm really asking for the minimum setback is 25. I tried, you know, that's still, it's not 40, but this is all I could come up with based on what Lawrence recommended and what my surveyor of Simpler Surveyor suggested. So I'm asking for relief on that so I can build affordable housing in Sussex County. If you have any questions, I'd be sure to try to answer them for you.
All right, sir. We'll find out.
Okay.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Are you Mr. Rickards?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Just for the record, the encroachment of your application will be less than what the existing property encroaches into the setback, correct?
Oh, yeah, by 27 feet difference, yes. Yep.
Thank you.
And Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay, and I have no questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move that we approve case number 11378. I believe the applicant has addressed the uniqueness of the property with the right-of-ways taken, as well as the just the shape of the property in general. I don't believe it's obvious from the survey it cannot otherwise be developed. It certainly wasn't created by the applicant. With the description of the existing property, it was certainly a newer facility or new home there will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11378. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11378 is approved, sir.
Thank you very much for your time. I have one question.
Yes,
is there a time limit before I pull the permit on that? To keep for that variance, would I have to?
1 year.
From today, I have to pull the permit within 1 year from today?
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Correct, Mr. Lang?
1 year from the signature on the finding of facts, which could be a month from now.
So yeah. Still bad. I have to pull the permit by then.
You have to pull a permit within a year of the signature of the finding of facts.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Which they could be a month from now before.
Yes. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Yes, sir.